Warren Kinsella, former special advisor to Jean Chrétien, CEO of the Daisy Group, and probably, I would say, one of the number one speakers against anti-Semitism. And for that, we appreciate you. Thank you, Warren.
Thanks for having me on.
I should mention, because I think it's important, that you have penned a number of pieces of following the dollar, of where is the money coming from to support these protests? Like, where is the chain? And you've already laid out a number of pieces of who's backing these well-organized protests. But this one is, like, you lay out the underground manual created by a group called Palestine Action. And it takes, kind of puts the truth to these fallacies out there that we're seeing.
Yeah, so Palestine Action was formed about 4 years ago. They're mainly active in Britain, but they're a network that is found around the world. And certainly the behavior and the actions of Palestine Action we're seeing in Canada all the time. Canada's got one of the worst anti-Semitic crime problems in the world. Mm-hmm. So Palestine Action, this manual was given to me by a source. And now I've confirmed that it is real. They confirmed authorship to me. They wouldn't talk about it, they said, because it's part of a criminal prosecution of them in Britain. But this thing talks, Alex, about forming cells, secretive mm-hmm. cells, you know, in the way that Bader Meinhof did, or the Abu Nidal, or the IRA, keeping it small to avoid infiltration, picking the targets, and the prepare for action. And the action they talk about is everything from smashing windows and exterior equipment. I'm quoting them here. Blocking pipes going into a company using concrete, like those protesters did in Toronto a few days ago on the railway tracks and mm-hmm. the junction, disrupt the target. They talk about break-ins. Here's a quote. Breaking into your target and damaging the contents is obviously a very effective tactic. They talk about carrying only cash when buying equipment, whether it's spray paint or sledgehammers, and never to leave a digital trail. Like, it is a manual about how to instill terror in their targets, which most of the time are Jews and people who support the state of Israel.
Yeah, I mean, everything from, we'll get you a lawyer, you got access. I mean, it's not the first time at the rodeo for them, right? You've been seeing, obviously, what's going on in the United States. But look, this has been going on now for 7 months. We would not put up with this nonsense from anybody. We certainly didn't put it up with it with the convoys. And Warren, we didn't see any of the stuff that we're seeing for the last 7 months with the convoys, as much as they were an aggravation. And yet there was so much more done to denounce it. I mean, it shouldn't be lost on anyone that the prime minister and all his ministers were on Twitter or social media last night denouncing what was going on in Ottawa. And my first takeaway is, well, that's great, but where have you been for 7 months? Because it's happening, but when's it going to stop? Because these groups can be looked into. Who's looking into them?
Well, and they, you know, you can go back even further than the convoy sure. stuff to take a look at. We have taken action about this type of activity in the past. The same stuff that is happening now, firebombings of businesses and shooting up of schools and public buildings and threats, you know, attacking politicians and citizens, like all of that stuff is and this stuff about colonial institutions yeah. and colonists, that all happened with the FLQ, right, in Quebec and in the rest of Canada in the 70s. And ironically, it was Justin's father who said enough is enough and said, you know, just watch me. And he brought down the hammer and he threw these guys in jail and he used the laws that he had. Justin has laws that he can deploy, you know, support for a terrorist group, as happened on Parliament Hill, like right outside the windows of Justin's office mm-hmm. on Saturday. They were there, not just, as you pointed out, pledging allegiance to Hamas. They were paying tribute to October 7th,
yeah.
when 1,200 men, women, children, and babies were slaughtered. Like, they were saying, long live mm-hmm. October 7th.
Yeah.
So that is a criminal offense. Like, that's something that we can do something about. They've been promoting hatred against an identifiable group here, obviously Jews. Like, Justin's father knew what to do with far fewer laws back in the 70s. Why isn't this guy acting now? We've got the legislative framework to do it, but he's not doing anything other than issuing a couple tweets.
Yeah, I mean, look, my cynical side says, A, they have been putting a butt cheek on both sides of the fence because they don't want to ruin the votes. They want to pay. This is about votes, right? And we're seeing it in the United States. There's a lot of pandering to domestic politics, which is, you know, might help them down the road, but it's certainly creating a lot of permanent dangers and damage to both countries, I think, on this. But what's he going to do? Call the Emergencies Act? He already did that. And we don't need the Emergencies Act for this because, Warren, we've got laws in the books. We just need people to actually be charged that you can't come into this country and or you can't be in this country and promote terror or you can't, you know, chant death to you, whatever. We've got the laws. No one uses them.
Right. And, it, you know, if that is his calculated, cynical, you know, political motive here, well, there's 400,000 Jews in Canada and there's four times as many Muslims. Well, I'm going to favor the latter over the former. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, number one, like the National Council of Canadian Muslims condemned the synagogue attack in Toronto over the weekend before Trudeau ever did. Actually, I don't think Trudeau has yet. But number two, it's not working. If that's his strategy, it's not working. All of the leading Muslim groups have said to him, we don't want to see you during the election campaign. You're not allowed to come into our mosques. So if that is his cynical, craven strategy, even that ain't working because he's angered the Muslim side as well. So the focus should be the one thing we've seen, you know, out of the attack that took place by Iran on Israel. It was wonderful. The Saudi Arabia, the Jordanians, the UAE actually intervened militarily to protect Israel. That tells us here that there's no downside in Justin Trudeau acting against this pro-Hamas mob, including the people who were there in front of his office on Saturday. Like, there would be a lot of support from that across the board from Jews and Muslims, but he's not doing it. And it's just, it's cowardly.
Yeah, and it's not the first time. They have protested at his office many, many times. But again, having said all this, where do we go from here? Because this is not stopping. And, you know, I think it would be very easy to look into these particular organizations. We've seen France, we've seen Germany. They're turfing people out of the country. If you're a student, if you're not a permanent resident, you're done. Like, there are things we can do to send a message that you can't come into this country and bring your terror beliefs or your dangers with you. I don't think anyone has the political, you know, the testicular fortitude to do that.
Well, I think you're quite right, because there are things all of us can do. So as we just talked about, you know, the politicians at all levels, right? Trudeau with his jurisdiction over the criminal code, Ford with his jurisdiction over prosecutors, and Olivia Chow with her jurisdiction over the police. All of them can and should be doing things. But, you know, it's not just that. Those of us in the media need to be digging into this. As you pointed out, I've been spending months trying to figure out where the money is coming from and who's doing the organization, because clearly this thing is organized. Just 1 week ago today, we saw capitalism, basically, institutions shut down around the globe, from whether it's O'Hare's airport in Chicago to streets in downtown Ottawa. Like, it is an organized effort. Mm-hmm. And as citizens, like, I encourage everybody, speak up. Don't be intimidated by these thugs. Oppose them, because the majority, the vast majority of Canadians are on side, and they believe, as we do, that Israel has a right to defend itself and anti-Semitism is wrong.
Yeah, but I would say this, you know, when I heard the premier say that, you know, there's no need to look into universities or anything to get funding, I was like, really? What a lost opportunity. He can't be serious, right?
No. And there's symbolic things, too, like the keffiyeh in the legislature.
Yeah,
you know, it's against the rules of the legislature. You know, the Speaker of the House of Commons in Ottawa is a lost cause. He's allowed it there. But the Speaker at Queen's Park did the right thing by saying, look, you know, if I do that, if I open the door to that, there's going to be a whole bunch of other stuff happening as well. We need to have decorum and decency in our legislature. So he said no. So that was a good decision. That was something good that happened last week. But there's many more things that the politicians can and should be doing.
Yeah, that's a Pandora's box they should stay away from. And, you know, for that person that wants to show up with their white robes on and, you know, a pointy white hat, I don't think they'd be okay with that either. Warren, I appreciate it. We'll talk again.
Thanks, my friend.
Thank you.
Take care.